So, Mark, Jacksonville viewers of Elevated Thinking will be struck by the fact that CSX, headquartered here in our city, played a pivotal role in the Highline's creation. How did that all come about?
Well, there's no question that without the support and the vision of CSX, that the Highline, as it exists today, the number two tourist destination in New York City, actually, could have come about at all. CSX in the early days of the story of the Highline, we're now going back probably close to 12 years, they shared a vision with a number of other people and entities who just had this, I think, instinctive sense that what some people saw as a, rusting piece of urban decay, other people saw as a tremendous opportunity to do something creative and historic that would result in tremendous benefits for the city of New York. And so, CSX was, of course, there at the beginning. They were among the entities that created the whole concept, and never could have happened without them.
Right. And when you went to make the project, you filmed the Highline over the course of 2 years so that viewers can see what it looks like in all four seasons. What was that process like for you and the rest of the filmmaking team?
Well, it was really, I think I would describe it as something of a revelation. We have never done anything quite like this before. The opportunity to document what the Highline looks like during the four different seasons of the year was just extraordinary. And needless to say, if you go to the Highline and you walk it around the Christmas season, it's going to be a very different experience than if you walk it in the middle of the summer. But just how different is something that I think we all, as the documentary filmmakers, were just very surprised with. It also, in addition to sort of the obvious differences, I think that we all had a tremendous experience in just learning how much effort and work and planning goes into making a beautiful park-like space seem to be natural, when in fact, of course, it's not. Nothing could be farther from the truth. There is nothing particularly natural about the horticulture and the park-like atmosphere on the Highline. It looks natural, and that's really the art of it.
Right. It's so carefully curated, the landscaping, the plants, and what people will see as they walk through it. And also what strikes me about the Highline that's so magical is that CSX and activists in New York, philanthropists, even the Bloomberg administration, all came together in this very unlikely coalition to save this old freight railway track from the wrecking ball. When you walk the Highline, are you struck by that it's really almost a miraculous thing?
I'll tell you something. I couldn't agree with you more. I would say that the headline to this story would be something like, would start off with the words, "Against all odds." I have been a documentary filmmaker for 25 or 30 years and worked in the television news business before that. And so all of my life I've been observing and covering and documenting what is going on in the urban centers of our country. And I will tell you that if somebody said to me 12 or 15 years ago that the real estate interests, the political interests, the banking interests, the industrial interests, the social interests, the artistic and cultural community interests of the city of New York, of all places, we're going to come together and have this common vision and work together to create this fantastic accomplishment. I would have told you that you're dreaming. But yes, it is an extraordinary story about how a group of people representing very disparate points of view and very disparate interests came together in really one of the most difficult urban environments in the world. I mean, by difficult, I don't necessarily mean bad. I just mean complex urban environments in the world, and all got on board with this one vision and all together did what was required to do to make it happen. I'm in my life, I've never seen anything like it.
And how can viewers of Elevated Thinking, particularly those here in Jacksonville, get inspired by this story as they try to tackle difficult urban renewal projects here in our own backyard?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is that I'm not an urban planner, and I have a great deal of respect for people who do urban planning on a professional level. But as a journalist, and based on what I just experienced with this work on the High Line, I would say that one lesson to take away from it is to say that just because something is old does not necessarily mean that it has no use. There are, in fact, a number of cities around America today that have been inspired by the High Line and are in the process of using various kinds of unused rights of way, often having to do with railroad systems, actually, and other, you know, transportation-related systems, to develop recreational areas and social areas and so forth in ways that are unique to every different place. But the inspiration, the High Line has been an extraordinary inspiration to the whole urban planning community throughout the world. I mean, I have been on it on a number of times when I have seen people, professional people, from cities in Asia and in South America and so forth, walking around, shooting pictures, taking notes. I mean, they're trying to figure out how they can do the same thing in their own, back in their own town. So I think the inspiration is really pretty, the beginning of the inspiration is really pretty straightforward, and that is, consider preservation and consider reengineering as one of the possibilities when you're doing urban planning, as opposed to simply mowing down what's old and replacing it with what's new.
Fascinating to speak with you, Mark Doyle. Thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for asking me.